From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. There are many expressions of concern today about the aftermath of the earthquake in Japan. One of them came from Japan's emperor. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from northern Japan. The country's monarch seldom speaks in public.
Nobody knows how many people will die, Emperor Akihito said in his address, but I fervently hope that we can save as many survivors as possible. He added that he hoped the relevant persons could prevent the nuclear disaster from getting worse. One relevant person, Prime Minister Naoto Kan, also appeared on television ordering officials to take radiation level readings and relay them to the public. Meanwhile, Japan's foreign ministry says that it has received inquiries about 500 foreign nationals missing since the earthquake and that some governments are urging their citizens to leave Japan. The ministry asked those countries to remain calm. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Mizusawa City, Iwate Prefecture.
The New York Times says four of its journalists who've been covering the fighting in Libya are missing. Editors say they last heard from them Tuesday. All four are combat veterans and include a two-time Pulitzer winner, Anthony Shadid, and a former Taliban captive, Stephen Farrell. Also missing are photographers Tyler Hicks and Lindsay Adario. Times executive editor Bill Keller says he's been given assurances from the Libyan government that if the four have been detained, they will be released promptly, unharmed. Community development block grants are on the chopping block. President Obama is proposing a cut of $300 million in funding. Republicans are pushing for even deeper cuts. NPR's Alex Kellogg reports, a study released today argues community development block grants are vital and create jobs and contribute to economic growth.
The federal government spends billions of dollars on community development block grants, or CDBGs, each year. The grants go mainly to local-level governments, who use them to build affordable housing and support job creation programs. Last year alone, the federal government gave out $4 billion in block grant money. President Obama is now proposing a 7.5% cut to the program. But local leaders across the country are crying foul. A new report by the United States Conference of Mayors supports their point. It says block grants create 147,000 jobs per year and contribute more than $13 billion to the gross domestic product annually. Alex Kellogg, NPR News, Washington.
The cost of food and energy keeps going up, and that's reflected in the latest report on producer prices. The Labor Department says wholesale prices jumped 1.6% in February. That's the fastest pace in just over 1.5 years. Food prices alone jumped 3.9%, the biggest increase since 1974. Most of the hike was due to a nearly 50% jump in vegetable costs. This is NPR News. A former Indianapolis businessman and top Republican donor is apparently facing charges stemming from an investigation into whether he operated a Ponzi scheme to defraud investors. An FBI spokesman says Timothy Durham was arrested at his California home this morning. Authorities say the largest global pedophile ring on record has been busted after a 3-year investigation. Terry Schultz reports from The Hague on Operation Rescue, which was revealed today.
The European police agency Europol says the child sex abuse network had 70,000 members throughout 30 countries. They connected on a website called boylover.net, which operated out of the Netherlands. British and Australian police infiltrated the network and in 2009 arrested a 37-year-old Dutchman believed to be the ringleader. Europol head Rob Wainwright says the operation is continuing. 670 suspects have been identified so far, 184 of whom have been arrested. More than 200 abused children have been rescued, and investigators say they expect to find more. There will also be more arrests. Peter Davies of Britain's Child Exploitation and Online Protection Center, which led the investigation, warns that those who've been members of the site can expect a knock on the door in the very near future. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
U.S. officials say unarmed drones are flying over Mexican skies in hopes of collecting intelligence for the battle against drug traffickers. One spokesman says the flights are being operated by the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security. Recently, the drones apparently helped find several suspects linked to the murder of a U.S. immigration agent. In recent years, the U.S. has stepped up its role in fighting Mexican drug trafficking, although few details have been shared. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.